The Triple M Grill Team.
Turn Gus, MG and Matty on 6 till 9 weekdays.
Ever wondered where your tax goes to? Exactly.
I haven't ever wondered.
Yeah.
Mm.
No. Well, what they do is they itemise it these days. So what happens is when you, basically when you get your tax return, they'll hand you back exactly where your tax has gone. A readout. Now, I've got a fellow's tax return here where all the tax went to, and he's paid almost $22,000 worth of tax. Now, you go through it and there's things like defence, which is $1,800, and I think we're pretty all... Are you pretty happy with that?
I'm okay with that.
Absolutely. Very protecting our borders and humanitarian crises and things like that. Absolutely, you know. General public services, $1,600.
The aged?
The interest on government debt, $800, not that happy with. But then you get to the top, which is welfare.
Mm.
$8,000.
Wow.
So almost 50% of the taxes we pay go to welfare.
Some of those welfares are okay, though.
Some are okay. Okay, almost $3,500 out of $8,000 of this guy. So almost 40-odd percent of that goes to the age.
Now,
we
want to
look
after
the age. That's really important.
Happy with that.
Families, $2,100, which you look at the surface and think you say it's okay, but then you think about it and you go, okay. Mm. The old single mums with five different fathers.
Yeah, that could annoy you a little bit.
The disability pension,
$1,500,
that's fine as long as they're not rorting it. The unemployed, $600, which I thought, to be honest, would be a lot more than that.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show they're always trying to restructure welfare, and that's the reason why. Almost 50% of our taxes are going to welfare.
Yeah.
It's quite unbelievable, isn't it?
It is quite unbelievable. The one that upsets me the most is other purposes. Down the bottom, if you look at that, boys, there is... nearly $1,000 other purposes, which means they can't actually...
justify it.
Yeah, so they just chuck it in some pot. So it's $1,000 from a bloke, you know, giving $20,000 in tax. So that's a lot of money that doesn't actually get put into a proper pot and get chucked into just a dodgy one.
What's really important, what's really interesting here is we always talk about asylum seekers and how they're weighing us, you know, weighing down on us and, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
Well, it's got here immigration. I don't know whether that falls under that category, but that's $300 of $21,000, which is not a lot. I mean, by far the biggest concern, which is draining the Australian taxpayer, is welfare.
Yep. Yeah,
that is number one.
Where would you okay? If you had a choice, there's no. What do they say? There's three things in life you're sure of: you live, you die, you pay your taxes.
Mm. Yep.
If you had a choice of where your taxes went, where would you want them to go?
I'd want them to go into aged care, disability care, and kids.
Roads, hospitals?
Of course, yes. Roads and hospitals, that's right.
Yeah. Education, defence, and, aged care.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think this welfare, because it stands out so much, I'd love to know exactly the people who benefit from it. I mean, you know, obviously it's got their families, disability, unemployed.
So you want to, you know what you're doing, Jim? Is actually do a greater yes. itemisation. So they say, MG, here's the exact person that your money went to.
And where's he live? Where they?
The Grill Team. Gus. MG. And Matty Johns. Triple M Breakfast.